This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. In 1.5 hour, I will do 60 minutes of you, the Best Show listener, trying to get me to complain. And if I complain, I owe money. I think I can get through an hour without complaining. I think I can do it. Who's good here, Mike? All right, now I can't complain. It is 10 p.m. It has begun. I cannot complain, and I got to talk about these things you people want to talk about. If people are going to call, I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. And the guys out there, Dudio and AP Mike and Pat Byrne, and is anybody else out there? Hatch is here. Hatch. They can be the arbiters of whether I've complained or not. So I will trust them with that. Best Show.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Coop.
Hey, Coop, how are you?
I am just fine.
Oh, this is an easy one.
Well, I hope so.
It's Coop, the artist. Coop, everybody knows.
You can also add celebrity DJ to my resume.
Artist / celebrity DJ, Coop, who is known, you find, and Coop is a hard thing to search sometimes. So I guess Art of Coop, is that what generally how people find you?
Yes, it's the Art of Coop or the Art of Coop are my many social media outlets. You can find me there.
So, yes, you, sir, I noticed you were on a bit of a trip.
Yes, I had an epic road trip to Austin, which actually sort of restored my faith in humanity just a tiny little bit. So
wow.
I thought it might be appropriate under your subject tonight about complaining and not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
But I drove out to Austin in my 1946 Ford, which I've done before without incident.
Mm-hmm.
And went out to a big hot rod show, had a great time. I DJ'd as part of my new career as a celebrity DJ.
Okay.
I DJ'd at the Austin Speed Shop and had a very fun time until some guy who was wearing a golf hat came up and asked me if I had any Journey to play.
Journey?
Yeah, and at this point I was playing like basically like old punk rock 45s and like the Suite and things of that nature.
Sure, the good stuff.
So I just laughed in his face because I actually thought he was joking. And he, as evidenced by the fact that he turned bright red, he was not joking. And he angrily pointed a finger at the turntables and said, "You know, not everyone likes this kind of music," and stormed out.
So to each his own.
Exactly.
To each
and everyone
his
else,
own.
Everyone else seemed to enjoy it. So.
Sure. I don't mind a Journey song now and again.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with Journey in the proper context.
Yes.
But, you know, you drop the needle on a Journey song right after, Noise and Noise by the Buzzcocks. It's going to kind of kill the mood. So.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, that's you can't go from Wheel in the Sky to Noise and Noise.
Exactly. You understand. You're a DJ.
I get it. I'm trying. Is this coming off? I haven't complained yet, have I, guys?
You have?
Not yet, no. Okay, good.
I haven't heard any complaints.
Okay. I'm not even sure what complaining is anymore.
Awesome.
I feel like I could probably say anything in that lilting voice and maybe slide past the guys.
Well, that's the lesson that the Dalai Lama has taught us all.
Use a lilting voice?
Yes.
And nobody pays attention to what you're actually saying?
Exactly. So now... The important part of my story, well, I will say, though, that Austin is an awesome town for record stores.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got some, I came home with a giant box full of 45s. Breakaway Records, I'm gonna do a shout-out now. This is a shout-out. Breakaway Records in Austin, Texas, that is a great record store.
Okay. Breakaway.
But anyway, yes. Very good. So, anyway, the important part of the story as regards the topic of the evening is, so we left Austin after having a wonderful time, and I'm driving back in my, as I mentioned, 1946 Ford, which is, you know, normally very reliable. I don't have any problems.
Mm-hmm.
We're driving just outside, when we're just outside of a little town, and I mean a little town, called Ozona, Texas, all of a sudden I hear this noise like somebody's shaking nuts and bolts in a coffee can and nothing, no power. I coast over to the side of the road. So, you know, I'm stuck in the middle of, you know, the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I luckily I have an iPhone. I get on the phone. I start calling all of my hot rod buddies and they're like, "Oh, yeah, I know somebody." 5 minutes later, I get a call from this guy in El Paso, this guy named Sergio. And he says, "Okay, I can help you. Bring the car to my shop." So luckily, I was traveling with a guy who had, he had his beautifully restored hot rod on a trailer, which he took off of the trailer and drove it so that he could put my hunk of junk on the trailer,
mm-hmm.
which that right there, that's a noble gesture. So we get into El Paso, and Sergio and his brother, they have a place called Plaza Transmission there. Basically, for 2 days, he and his brother and the two other guys that work there just dropped what they were doing to work on my stupid car.
Wow.
And we pretty much disassembled the entire car until we figured out that the rear end, one of the gears in the rear end, had just completely, like, shredded. It looked like, if, you know, when you go to the Hero store and they have that big cone of meat? Like, mm-hmm. if you spray painted that silver, that's what the gear looked like. It was amazing.
Like a shredded, like a Euro.
Yes. And,
have you seen, never mind.
Yes, please.
No, I was going to talk about Arby's commercials.
Oh, that veered dangerously close to a complaint.
We have the meat. And how about that great commercial for Sabra hummus where the dad is like,
You know what I'd put it on? Meat. Meat.
To each his own, I say.
Exactly.
To each his own.
I like this new tone.
Oh, thank you.
So anyway, you know, these guys, they did an amazing job, even though none of the people there had ever done this particular job before, rebuild a rear end on a 70-year-old car. We managed to get the parts shipped to us next day. We took the whole thing apart. We put it back together, got the thing on the road, ran like a dream. So I packed the car all up. I'm ready to make my late-night getaway back to L.A., and, of course, the thing that I have hanging over my head is these poor guys have been working on this car for mm-hmm. 2 days.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I can see the numbers adding up. So, you know, finally, somebody's got to break the ice. And I just say, all right, what do I owe you guys for this?
Mm-hmm.
And Sergio's sitting there in his chair in his office, and he goes, well, you know. He said, you paid for all the parts that had to be shipped in. And he said, I think I paid for like $38 worth of other parts. So if you take care of that, we're good.
Wow.
And I'm like,
oh my goodness.
And I'm like, no. And yeah, I'm in shock. And so I basically argued with him to like take some money from me. Mm-hmm. I ended up giving him some money, but I did not give him anywhere near the amount of money he deserved for the amount of work that his shop had put in.
Wow. So that's fantastic, Coop.
Isn't that a lovely story?
Yes. Are you going to send him a nice drawing?
I gave him a ton of stuff mm-hmm. already, but I already have a plan to make him a nice drawing mm-hmm. of his he has a beautiful hot rod. It's a 33 Ford sedan that was an old Border Patrol car, so it has the old Border Patrol logo painted on the doors, which mm-hmm. I think is kind of cool. He's probably not a Trump supporter, I would imagine. But
you know what amazes me with these? I can't talk about car like, oh, he had a this kind of car, and it's like I'm like, yeah, I think my car needs to like, what? Is this a complaint?
I don't think this is a complaint. This is an observation.
This is a complaint. Is it?
I don't think so.
I'm complaining that I can't talk about. Was that really a complaint?
I don't.
If it was, I'll count it.
I'm on your side.
It's a complaint. No, I'm gonna err on the side of things. Dudio said it was a complaint. I mean, there you go. He's holding me to the letter of the law. Complaint. So that's $10. We'll go to the animal shelter, and then 10 will go to, we'll start it with Pat. Pat's got 10 first.
Well, it's a nice gesture at any rate, even though I feel that it was more of an observation of your character rather than a complaint.
Yes. I admire people who can talk about cars.
Yeah, see, this goes back to the whole tone of voice thing. It's all about how you frame it. It's okay. Not necessarily the content of what you're saying.
It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Coop. I got to get the lines are all lit up. People want to try to set me off here.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I was trying to do the opposite of setting you off.
No, I appreciate you. You're trying to run out the clock for me. I appreciate it. But these the fine guys out there would not be able to stand for it if I didn't. Thank you. I'm glad you're home safe and you have a great night.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kim from Bloomington, Indiana.
Kim from Bloomington, Indiana. What's up, Kim?
Hey, Tom. I kind of had the same idea as Coop. I don't want you to complain.
Okay,
Even though I like animal charities. I just wanted to share some good news I have.
Sure, what's that?
I have headaches a lot. and I'm getting Botox for my headache.
That's the good news? Oh, okay, there's more. Okay. I thought that was the good news, is that you get headaches a lot. I was like, wow, you're a really positive person. If you
super positive. Yes.
So you get headaches a lot, and you are getting Botox?
Yeah.
And that helps with headaches?
It helps headaches. And I'm 25, and I don't have a lot of wrinkles, but I'll be totally wrinkle-free, too.
Okay. I just want your headaches to stop. And you,
yeah.
Yes, that's all I want. For you.
Me too. And I'm getting glasses this week, is pretty
sure that might help exciting. With your headaches also.
Yeah, I thought so. Do you have exciting stuff happening this week or?
Not really, no. And I'm not complaining about not having exciting stuff going on. I'm just saying I don't have anything exciting, and that's fine too.
You're just stating the facts.
All right. Well, best of luck with your Botox and new glasses, and I hope the headaches go away.
Thank you, Tom. Have a good night.
You too. Best show.
Thank you, Tom. Have a good night.
Hey, Tom. This is Adam from Tampa.
Adam from Tampa. How are you tonight, Adam?
I'm quite well. How are you, Tom?
I'm good.
So how about this Grateful Dead tribute album that the National's working on?
The National are working on a Grateful Dead tribute album.
Yeah, like a huge, like, 6-CD box set.
How many CDs?
Like 6 CDs.
6 CDs. Wow, that's, for fans of the Grateful Dead, I'm sure that's super exciting.
Yeah, I for one am thrilled.
What are some of the artists on there? What are some of the artists? Who are some of the artists on there that you're looking most forward to hearing cover the Grateful Dead?
Oh, probably Ira from Your Wild Tango.
Sure. Do you know what song he's doing?
Oh, I forget the name of the track, but what I'm really excited about is Unknown Mortal Orchestra doing Shakedown Street.
Hmm. Intriguing. Is that a good song, Shakedown Street?
I enjoy it, yes.
Okay. Because I think the Grateful Dead are a taste that is acquired, and some people it eludes them, and other people find it. And I guess everyone should enjoy what they enjoy, right?
I've got to hand it to you, friend. That's a very conservative estimate of a band that I've heard you say, not as you know, nice things about.
Well, what are some things I've said about them in the past?
No, bits and pieces. I don't remember specifics.
I couldn't remember either. Actually, I can, but I can't say.
I don't know. Like, I think they probably come to mind pretty easily.
The things I've said in the past?
Maybe a couple of them.
Sure. Now, am I obligated to say these things? Because he's asking me to? Judges?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I don't think so either.
It's about natural
complaints.
Yes, exactly.
No, I'm not saying you're obligated to say those things.
No, of course you're not. So when does this Grateful Dead tribute album come out?
May 20th. It supports the Red Hot Foundation.
Ah, so it goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds very worthwhile. And it's... Mike's wearing his cowboy hat. Mike just handed me a note here. His handwriting leaves something to be desired, but I'm not complaining. Is that a complaint? No? What? The Grateful Dead have a 78 box set coming out next month. Well, that sounds enjoyable if you're a fan of the Grateful Dead. I don't think I'll be purchasing that one. I'll save my money for things that are more aligned with my tastes.
You know, I really want to see money go to an animal shelter, but man, I got to applaud your restraint. You're kind of the master of this.
Thank you. You have a great night. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Oh, it's Dan and Carney. How are you?
Dan and Carney.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going well.
Yeah,
what, what's, how are you?
Yeah, so you hear me okay?
I notice your radio is still on in the back.
Oh, sorry, I'll solve that.
And it's
okay,
feeding through. That sounds better, yes.
Oh, okay, good,
thank you.
Good. I'm glad that's the case. So you're a basketball fan, right, Tom?
I am, yes. I love the NBA.
Now that your team of choice, is that the Knicks, right?
I like plenty of teams, Dan. I when I wrote for basketball magazines, it taught me to appreciate the players and to not be hung up on rooting for just one team.
Well, that's true, but if you're like...
Well,
that's
true, period. I'm only speaking for myself. I can say that's true for me, period.
Okay. Fair enough. So what do you think of, now, Phil Jackson, what do you think of the job he's done?
Uh-huh. I think he's...
How's he done for the Knicks?
I think he's done a terrible job for the Knicks, and I hope they run him into the Hudson. I know that's a complaint, and I'm buying that one. I hope he gets walked out of New York right into the Hudson like the overrated bum that he is. I just bought one. So there's that. One for Dudio.
Cool. Now I know you're not such a hockey guy, though, right?
No, I've tried, and hockey, the appeal of hockey has eluded me.
Yeah, because I think we've been tough for my Devils, but I think we really have a good chance. I think that we're really going to pull things together this coming year.
Could I respectfully ask you to not say we in regard to your team? Unless you're a player for them now, and I missed that news. That's a complaint? That's a complaint! Is that really a complaint? All right. Three complaints. And $10 for Mike.
Well, that's good. How do you feel about Mike getting 10 of your dollars?
Fine by me. Mike, I want nothing but the best for Mike. And Mike knows that.
Nothing but the best?
Mike knows that. Yes, absolutely. Nothing but the best.
So even if he takes a popular, unpopular stance?
He's entitled to his opinion. Just as now, you or I am.
So one question, serious question, because you talked about sponsors. What would you do if, like, say, Australian Dream, whatever that Chuck Woolery thing is, Australian Dream, what if they wanted to sponsor the best show?
I would have to consider it and make my choice based on what I was comfortable representing the best show. I've made...
So like the,
go ahead.
So the Chuck Woolery Moto Lure best show, would that be unacceptable?
If Chuck Woolery's name was in the in the company that wanted to sponsor the best show?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into that.
You wouldn't be into that?
No, I wouldn't. Is that
well,
a complaint?
Well, Tom, do you think this call, I'm doing okay, right? I'm not gobbling up all the time, I hope.
It's a fantastic call, Dan, and I appreciate you participating in tonight's show. Have a great evening. Best show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the best show.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's calling?
This is Rich from Chicago.
Rich from Chicago. How are you tonight, Rich?
I'm doing okay. This is a hard day of work, but I'm not complaining.
Neither am I.
That's good. I just listened to last week's episode, and I was wondering if I could pitch you my idea for best duo.
Sure.
I feel like this is like one of the quintessential comedy duos. Frasier Crane and Roz Doyle.
Mm-hmm. From the show Frasier.
Right.
Would they make your list?
I mean, yeah, totally.
Okay.
I feel like you should like them as a radio person.
Okay.
Like you and Frasier should be like synonymous, right?
Well, you're entitled to feel that way. I don't.
So you don't like that show?
The show Frasier? I think it seems like a well-written show, but it's never captured my fancy.
Hmm. Do you have a good Frasier impression?
There's him saying, "It is not my métier." That time when he was talking about comedy and he was telling it, and then there's, "Oh, good Lord."
Yeah. Well, all right. So you wouldn't put them on the top 50?
We have a full house on that list.
51?
They'll just have to make your list, my friend. You have a great night. Best show.
Hey, this is Adam from KC.
Adam from KC, how are you tonight?
Good. I just had an encouraging word from the Bible for you about complaining tonight.
Okay, thank you. I would like to hear this.
It comes from Ephesians, and it says, "To let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only that what is good for building up."
Hey, any chance you could, for broadcast quality, any chance you could keep the phone to your mouth, please?
Oh, sorry. It says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, Tom, but only such as good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear."
Okay, that's a very intriguing quote. I will give that some more thought.
Now, I just wanted to say, I'm really glad that the best show's back. I didn't know it was back. Great to hear you guys again.
When did you find out the show was back?
Oh, well, like a friend last week, like, was telling me that he's like a Hollywood Handbook friend or whatever. And he was telling me that your show was back or whatever. And I was
this is a bullseye right here. This is congratulations on this one, bro. If we were playing darts, you could turn away from the dartboard right now. Because you just hit a bullseye.
Well, I just wanted to call and encourage you.
Thank you for the encouragement. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice night.
You too. No complaints in there. Best show.
I want to talk to Tom.
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. Uh-huh. This is Roger in Denville, New Jersey. How are
okay.
you?
Okay, I'm good. I'm good, Roger.
Good. I'm going to travel for work soon. I wanted some advice from you.
Okay. What can I give you advice on?
I need to fly, and I've never done that for business. I know you travel for business pretty often. Do you have any recent experiences or anything, advice you could give to me? I haven't done it where I have to get on the plane and then stay in a hotel for a couple days.
Sure.
It's going to be down in Florida.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you can do it. I believe in you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I mean, are you scared?
I'm a little bit scared.
What are you scared of?
Well, really just being in the plane and it being a little cramped.
The plane being a little cramped. Have you been on a plane ever?
This will be maybe my second or third time.
Second or third time? You're not sure which one it is?
No, sir.
Okay. I believe I would remember something like that, but I guess people's memory can slide around for certain things, don't carry the weight that other things carry.
Yeah, I'm going to load up my iPhone with podcasts. I think I'll probably put some Comedy Bang Bang on
sure. there. I was just on Comedy Bang Bang. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't listen to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Who were you on there with?
John Daly. It was fun.
Oh, John Daly. He's doing great.
He sure is.
I see him all the time. He seems to be on, like, what's he on, 4 or 5 different TV shows now?
He's all over the place, and I'm proud of him.
Yeah, I'm too. So funny. He was so funny on Kroll's show.
Sure. I thought so as well.
Did you ever do anything with Nick Kroll?
He was in a video I directed for Real Estate, yes. For the band Real Estate.
Oh, do you keep up with him? Have you seen him recently?
I did. I saw him in Los Angeles. I had a nice conversation with him.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure is. What's the end game here, bro?
Did you fly back from L.A.?
Yeah, of course I flew back from L.A.
What time was the flight?
What time was the flight? Noon.
What's that like, getting to the airport around noon? Was it LAX?
Yes, it was LAX. Funnily enough, that's how I chose to leave Los Angeles, by way of LAX.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Did you take a cab there?
Hmm. No, I didn't. I drove a rental car and dropped it off. What are you, Columbo? See, I found the loophole. I'm not complaining. I'm just making fun of this dunce. You tried, you dope.
Yeah, I'm trying. I tried.
Get off my phone. Was that a complaint? No, it wasn't.
Oh, God. Resources to help keep seniors at
best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going, man?
It's good. How are you? Would you mind turning your GPS down, please?
Sure, exactly. Okay. It's down. It's off. Sorry about that.
Yes. Go ahead.
My name's Michael. I'm calling from outside of Portland.
Okay.
I could use your expertise.
Uh-huh.
There was a band I saw open for the Jesus and Mary Chain back in 1987.
Okay.
And I've never been able to find anything about them.
And where did you see them?
I saw them out in California.
Okay.
In L.A.
And what did they sound like?
I don't really remember what they sounded like, but I liked their gimmick. The lead singer was dressed like a junior high principal with like a tweed coat and patches, and he had like a beard. The drummer was dressed as a jock, and then the guitar player kind of looked like Robert Smith. And they were called Art Fag.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think I'm going to lose. Yeah, so.
So what? So you didn't need me at all in this?
I do. I've looked and I've Googled and, mm-hmm. you know, I've looked around and I just I haven't been able to find anything.
Sure. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd know something about Chicago I think music.
Goodbye. Yeah, I know that's a complaint, but that guy sucked. Fine. That guy sucked. It was so annoying what that guy did. Pat gets another $10. God, that guy was annoying. No more talking about him. Best show.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
My name's Alana.
Hi, Alana.
How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good. I'm here to improve your demographic diversity.
Thank you.
Anytime. Glad to help out. I think I'm supposed to make you complain, though, right? That's like the deal?
That's what callers are trying to make happen, sure.
But you're too good for that.
I'm trying.
You got this covered.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I've
you're a regular thing, dude.
Four times I've complained in the last half hour, but I'm trying.
I personally am a fan of complaining. I rather enjoy it and look for excuses to do it.
Well, thank you. I enjoy complaining, and it's a touchstone of this show, but for an hour we're not doing that.
Oh, good luck with that. That's got to be hard.
Thank you.
But, I am on the weekends anyway, I'm a black lady. the rest of the week I'm white, but, you know, no, I'm mixed, and I'm female. So that's got to, like, help your diversity thing, right?
I want anybody who has something to say is welcome to call, and I would like everybody is welcome to be a part of the show. I love it when we get people other than dudes, but if dudes are the ones who are out there listening and they're the ones who pick up the phone, I can't do anything about that, but I love that you called.
Well, thank you. Yeah, my husband would be the dude, and yeah, he's the white guy in your demographic, but like, yeah, the computer programmer guy, but you know, he's converting me over to into fandom and educating me.
Great.
I know nothing about rock and all that stuff, but yeah, I'm learning.
What are you a fan of?
I'm the boring, nerdy type. I listen to audiobooks and talk radio and crazy stuff like that.
Like what kind of talk radio do you listen to?
Bible commentaries.
Okay.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. only when I'm sewing. I'm practically Amish, except for this whole radio thing.
Look, everybody, I think it's great that if you're enjoying the show, I love it.
Cool.
And cool. I would like the show to be accessible to anyone. I don't see why it, sure, some of the references are a little inside baseball sometimes, but on the whole, it's just me talking, taking calls, and opening the phone lines to whoever wants to call. So I appreciate everyone's participation.
That's a very brave stance to take. That is a very brave stance of you indeed, because I am sure in your years of doing this, you have run across some doozies.
Well, it's par for the course, and we all have fun with it.
You are good.
Well,
you are truly good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. You have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. All right. We're making it through. We are now, for people who don't know, until 11 p.m., I cannot complain or I'm fined $10. $10 goes to an animal shelter. $10 goes to one of the three guys out there working on the show. Best Show, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. This is Logan in Austin.
Logan in Austin. What's up tonight, Logan?
I wanted to invoke the box set rule just for a moment.
You bought the Sharpling and Worcester box set, and I have afforded people who bought the box set a small window of amnesty to get their feet under them, as they call if they're nervous or unsure of themselves. And so you bought the box set?
I actually bought two. I bought one for my brother and one for myself.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't want to share.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, first off, that I think you guys are doing an exceptionally awesome job.
Well, thank you so much.
Especially the half-hour power has been incredibly funny and amusing, and I really want to give a shout-out to Dudio, Mike, Pat, and Kristen, and you, of course. It's been really great.
It's a fun show to do. The half-hour power, the best show post-show. Are we doing one tonight? All right, we'll do one tonight.
I wanted to, a few weeks ago you were talking about, you got in kind of a Trump mode about your podcast competition.
Mm-hmm.
And it really amused me. I really liked it. And it made me think that when I think about the podcasts that are popular today, I'm curious if any of them will have, 16 disc box sets that will be coming out in the future from, like archival reissue record labels. And it just made me really appreciate what you're doing even more, because I don't think many of those podcasts will stand the test of time.
Well, thank you. I believe that the best show is better than any other show in existence. And we're doing what we do, and we're the best, and nobody's even a close second.
I agree.
And we're going to keep doing it, and the gap is only going to widen as these other shows realize they cannot keep up with what we do.
Well, I mean, how many can – they don't have the longevity. They don't have the – what do you call it? The ability to last.
Thank you.
The way that your show has.
I appreciate it. Mike's telling me I have to move on.
I did want to mention
– Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Sorry.
No, it's all yours. It's all yours.
I'm not trying to make you complain, but a few weeks ago, Mike shared a story during the half-hour power about an incident with a vagrant. And I think I wanted to call you out on restraining yourself for not complaining about that, because when I heard it, I immediately thought, is this what this has become? Mm-hmm. But I thought it was handled with aplomb.
Thank you.
And it was really funny as well.
I appreciate it. We try to be entertaining. And I appreciate when callers say we succeeded. You have a grand evening. Best Show.
Is this me?
It is you. Welcome to the Best Show.
Thank you. Tom, this is Sam from Austin. You actually might know me. I got Mike his cowboy hat.
Mike's wearing the cowboy hat tonight.
I heard. I'm so happy. I'm sure you're happy too.
Yes. And where did you buy that hat?
Sorry, what was that?
Where did you buy the hat?
I bought it on Amazon. I was hard pressed to find the right hat size for him. Mm-hmm. And you know, I spent some time just sort of looking for one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found it, just Amazon. Who knew, right?
All right, goodbye. You're boring. That's a complaint. I know. That's a complaint. Guy was so boring, I had to take the... Studio gets another $10. Best show.
Studio gets another $10.
Hello?
Hey, would you mind turning your radio down, please?
Hello? Is this me?
It is you. Welcome to the best show.
I'm on?
You are.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
Just doing the show.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. You were playing some cool music earlier.
Thank you. I liked the music I was playing earlier quite a bit.
Yeah, you have good taste.
Thanks so much.
I was wondering if you, have you ever listened to Steve Marriott?
Steve Marriott, you mean from the Small Faces?
Yeah, Small Faces.
Uh-huh.
He was in a few bands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was also in Humble Pie.
Yeah, he was. The late, great Steve Marriott.
Yeah. Humble Pie, though.
Great band. Peter Frampton was in Humble Pie, too, yes.
Who?
Peter Frampton.
Frampton.
Yeah.
Frampton Comes Alive.
That's his most popular album, indeed.
But he was also in Humble Pie.
I told you.
I bet the two of them, when they were in the band together, was pretty cool.
Must have been monumental. Like,
way back.
See, you think you're being funny with this, you douche. But you're not. Get off my phone. Was that a complaint? Was it? Wow. I think that's indisputable. Okay, fine. Another complaint. Pat Dudio Mike. Pat Dude Mike. Congratulations, Mike. Another 20. Best show.
Hey,
another,
Tom.
Another 10. I don't want to...
Tom, it's Drennan.
Hi.
Brooklyn.
Oh, God. Hi, Drennan.
How's it going?
Very good.
Okay. I had something that I think would rile you up. I've just turned the show on.
No, the oh my God was not a complaint.
Fair.
What do you have, Drennan?
Has anybody brought up Vinyl yet?
The show Vinyl?
Yeah.
No. This is the first time tonight.
The theme song sounds like it sounds like it's the same as the Entourage theme song, but played at the wrong speed.
That's a funny observation.
It's my friend Walt pointed out that it seems like he's never seen so many over exaggerated reactions to cocaine by people who should know better.
Sure,
you know. I thought that was a pretty good hot take.
It's a funny take. It was funny when I had it a couple weeks ago on the show.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair. Yeah, you did. Sure. Yeah.
So your friend Walt, if he's bringing the house down, he might want to he might want to tighten his routines up.
It's not. Yeah, I guess that's a fair point. I can pass that feedback along to Walt.
It's at your option. I'm neither. It's no skin off my nose if Walt doesn't know about that.
Yeah, that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I was gonna, that's all I had.
Well, best of luck to you with everything, Drennan. Best show.
Hello? Hey. This isn't Tom.
This is Tom.
Oh. Wow. Hey, Tom. I'm Brian.
Who?
In Chicago.
Your phone's cutting out.
Is it cutting out? Can you hear me better now or no?
That sounds a little better.
Okay, that's good. A little bit, hopefully. Okay. Well, you let me know if it's no good still. So I was just looking at this list of people who've been on this show, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
It's a very popular show in terms of voice talent. Very, very wide,
yeah,
very wide net they cast.
I know. Seems like
That John Worster and myself were on The Simpsons, though, the most renowned animated show. It's one of the most all-time successful shows in history.
Yep, that's true. I mean,
we're on that. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. I saw that. I haven't been watching The Simpsons lately.
Okay.
But I did tune in.
I'm glad it brought you back to the fold.
Yeah. Yeah, at least long enough before they end the thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We watch what we want to watch, my friend.
This is true.
It is true.
I know it's a bit of a faux pas on the best show to call in about last week's topic.
It is. Best show. So you went with the five-finger death punch version of Bad Company over the original. Interesting choice. Best show.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
I am seriously agitated.
No.
I've never felt more uneasy doing this show than I do right now.
Oh, no. It's tough.
That was a complaint? That's a complaint! That was expressing how I felt. Fine, it's a complaint. Money grubbers. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. How's it going? This is Vic from Pennsylvania.
Great. How are you, Vic?
I'm good. I know you're a big Beach Boys fan.
Indeed.
And I recently read that the leader of the Beach Boys is going to be releasing a autobiography soon. Mm-hmm. So Mike Love has his story coming out pretty soon. So
I would like to read the Mike Love book.
Yeah, he's going to finally get to tell the truth about what happened, about how he didn't get his due. Writing credits.
I'm sure that's a Rashomon situation to have been in the Beach Boys. Who knows where things landed?
Yeah, I know. We're going to find out finally. And, I've always been a Mike Love guy. I think, Brian, he's not in the band anymore, and I think Mike, has carried it on. And I just, are you on board with Mike?
Not a big Beach Boys fan of late, but I'm sure those shows are wildly entertaining for fans of the current incarnation.
They're fun. They're fun. He wears these really loud shirts.
I'm sure that plays to the room very successfully.
does. It does. It always goes over well. So, all right, that's all I have, Tom. Thank you.
You have a great night. Best show.
Tom?
Hi.
Hi, this is Alex in El Cerrito, California. How are you?
I'm good. Alex, by any chance, are you calling via Skype?
No. Should I have?
Not necessarily. I was just wondering.
I can call back on Skype.
That's okay. We're on the line now, and that we have a good conversation going. That's fine.
Okay.
I was just wondering about the quality of the call. I was just wondering about it. It sounds different.
Oh, I mean, I can hear you okay.
You can hear me okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that,
yeah.
And I'm glad to know that the super expensive phone system is working. That's great to hear.
Yeah, no, it's I can hear every word you say. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about the Warriors, and you're an NBA fan.
Sure. I love the NBA. The Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, absolutely. They've really had, these past two seasons. I mean, you have to admit, this is like the greatest NBA team ever. I mean, there's no dispute about that.
In terms of the numbers versus the competition in 2016, indisputable.
Well, I'm not talking about 2016. I'm talking about, you can just stack them up, against any of the greats from any of the NBA teams in the past. Clearly.
I think it's an interesting discussion that could be had.
I don't even know if it's really that much of a discussion. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson.
Keep going.
Draymond Green.
Okay.
Sack those against any of the top NBA players from any season. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, I respectfully would think that there's a someone, not myself, of course, could make a point of whether you put Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman against those three, and then you see where you end up.
Really, Rodman? Rodman you'd put against Draymond Green?
Yeah, actually, yes, I would. Dennis Rodman's statistics, I believe, bear out his success as a player.
Well, sure. I mean, playing against all those, 90s Knicks teams, sure you can pad your statistics against that, pretty easily. Let's be fair.
As opposed to the stats you get from playing against the Pelicans. From a monster
sure.
team
Anthony
like...
Davis?
Sure, yeah.
Anthony Davis. That's not who
was injured a fair amount of the season.
Okay. The games still count, though, right?
Of course they do.
Okay. Right.
You dick.
I'm glad we...
All right, I really lost my cool on that one. I'm going to find myself $20 on that one. I called the guy at... Did you hear that, Mike? You missed it. I called him a D. He pushed me way past. I'm truly uncomfortable with this segment. I actually came close to cursing. 10 minutes left. 8 minutes, actually. Best show.
Hi, Todd. No,
hi.
This is Connor from Missouri.
Hi, Connor.
Hi, I'm a first-time listener and caller, so forgive me if I stutter a little bit.
That's okay.
Relax. I am a first-time listener, and I know I've heard your voice before. Mm-hmm. You weren't by chance on Kevin Smith's podcast, Batman on Batman?
I think you might be mistaking me for someone else.
You sure?
I'm positive. I have never appeared on Kevin Smith's Fat Man on Batman podcast.
I thought you were like the Spider-Man guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would call in about Spider-Man?
You're mistaken.
What's that?
You're mistaken.
You sure?
Yes.
Are you pulling my chain?
I am not pulling your chain, sir.
Oh. Were you really on The Simpsons? I heard you say that to the other guy.
Yes.
What episode?
One from Earl. Wow, you're very good at this, sir. One from earlier this season, from March.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't watched it since, like, season 10, because I think that's kind of when the quality dropped off.
Okay. To each his own. I enjoy The Simpsons.
Okay. Was it, like, around the time when Lady Gaga guest starred? Because I know that was an all right one.
I'm not familiar with her voice talent appearances.
AV Club gave it like an A-, I think. So no. Good stuff.
I think that's a feather in the cap of my friends who write on The Simpsons. Congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can watch them all on the FX Now app.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to check it out.
Perhaps I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever think you might, like, do a video version of this?
Of this? Unlikely.
Yeah. Why?
It just doesn't seem like something I'm interested in at this time.
I think all you need to do is, like, set up a webcam.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That would, that's not my, that's not what I'm interested in as insofar as my entertainment goes. But if it entertains others watching broadcasts via video cameras set up in the studio, I'm happy that they found the entertainment that they appreciate.
Yeah, I know Jimmy Pardo does it, and it's pretty cool. Why haven't you been on that show? It's never not funny.
Schedules didn't work out, my friend.
Oh. You guys have, like, a lot of common music interests, I've noticed. Like, Kiss, Paul Stanley.
Sure. I would actually say Jimmy Pardo's musical interests differ wildly from mine. I think you're mistaken, sir.
Well, you're the Spider-Man guy, right?
No, that seems to be a common misperception. I am not.
Oh.
You might want to get that cough looked at, my friend. You sound ill. Take care. Best show.
Oh, Tommy, Tommy. We love you, Tommy. How are you, Tommy? We love you, Tommy.
Who is this?
Tommy, long time, my brother.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you, my old friend?
Who is this?
Captain Jack, my brother.
No, this sounds like an impersonation of Captain Jack.
It's Captain Jack. How you been? You been good?
I'm good.
I miss you, man. I miss you. It's a long time.
You take care of yourself, my friend.
A lot of water.
Best show.
Hi, Tom. It's Danielle in Las Vegas.
Danielle in Las Vegas, how are you?
I'm good. So I've been listening to your show for a few months now. My husband introduced it to me, and I've been listening to some of the archives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering what happened to Larry the Perv. I feel like the show isn't really complete without him.
Well, he calls on occasion. I can't control when he calls or doesn't call. He does have his fans.
And I'm just kind of missing when you used to host with Spike.
I would say the same terms apply to Spike as applied to Larry the Perv.
I thought he was a host.
No, Spike was never actually a host of the show.
Oh.
Yes. Now, Spike was not a host, neither was Larry the Perv.
Okay. Well, it's good anyway now.
Oh, really, well, thank you. We're trying our darndest over here to put on the best version of the show we can each and every week. I'm glad you feel like we're doing an okay job. We'll keep trying.
I did. Okay, and I just have to tell you, I did mention the show to a friend, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are we done?
I don't know. Are we?
Yes. Final calls. I'll let these final three people participate in this. Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is Jess from Austin.
Jess from Austin. How are you, Jess?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
So, Tom, I love comparing celebrities to people.
In terms of their appearance?
Their appearance, totally. So I'm sitting here thinking, what does Tom, who does he look like? Oh. And I'm curious if you've ever gotten that you look like a mix of Mark Ruffalo and Bruce Valanche.
That is very funny.
Funny? Yeah. I mean, it could also be a compliment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate each of us sees a different thing when we look in the mirror, I guess.
Uh-huh. Totally, yeah. So who do you think you look like? You had to do a mix.
If I had to do a mix, I wouldn't, because it's a game I choose not to play.
But the Mark Ruffalo and Bruce Valanche, I'm pretty close on that one, right? It's pretty good.
You'd have to determine that for yourself.
Yeah. Well, I think I did a pretty good job on that. I mean, right. I sat and thought for quite a while. So.
Who would you say you look like?
Oh, boy. Okay, I'd like someone to say I look like the Gilmore Girls, that young one. What's her name? Alexis Bledel.
Okay.
Because I have a five head, but she has a five head, but she works the five head. But I feel like someone would say I look like just like an Irish pale girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy?
But I probably wouldn't get Mark Ruffalo and Bruce Boyd.
Did you enjoy trying to hurt my feelings?
Did I hurt your feelings? I don't mean to. Mark Ruffalo's a looker.
But then saying Bruce Valanche seems slightly loaded.
But Bruce is so fun.
Have a great night.
Like...
Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Great. To whom am I speaking?
Oh, come on, you know.
if my ears serve me well, this is Wally Wacky Man.
The one and only.
How are you, Wally?
Good, it's good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you as well, my old friend.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been too long. It's been too long. And that's not a complaint, because life takes us down different roads and we can't always participate in a live radio show on Tuesday nights. But here we are together, and that's a valuable thing, and I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. The feeling is mutual. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Not getting bogged down by the pressure.
Pressure? What pressure?
Oh, the whole not complaining thing.
I'm doing my best within it, Wally.
I would have to say that's a fair assessment.
Thank you.
Sure.
How are you? How are you, Wally?
Doing pretty good, you know, when I get a chance to come out of the bag and do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not often enough, in my opinion, but, you know. Work in progress.
Stuck in the bag, huh?
A bit too often for my taste. A
little too often.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't get brought along to see the live screening of the Warriors.
No, I was
like,
not
like your
for
6 month
that.
Old niece. Is that your niece?
Well, I called her a half-sister, but you didn't seem too keen on that when we last spoke on that.
I wouldn't refer to a child is a child's relationship to a puppet as being a half brother or half sister, but that's just me.
Sure, sure. You know, there was just we have one creator in common, so that was the link.
Sure.
To the idea.
Yes.
But yeah, she's good. But she she won't stop clinking those bottles together.
You weirdo. I can't stand you tonight. Yeah, that's another one. I just bought another one. Fine. All right. How am I at 10? 10 or 9? Final one. Best show.
Aloha, Tom. It is I, Vacation Jason, on vacation again.
Vacation Jason, one of the supporting characters from the Chris Gethard show.
Yes, soon to be the takeover main character of the Chris Gethard show.
Well, that sounds like a sticky wicket for my friend Chris Gethard. I hope it works out so that everyone, to everyone's satisfaction, however it shakes out.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to make Chris go on a vacation. He'll never forget.
Well, that's a nice gesture.
Yeah, what's up, man? How are you? You sound way chilled out.
I'm having a good time doing my show, Jason.
Wow. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
My favorite ice cream flavor? Oh, I don't think there's such a thing as a bad flavor of ice cream. I enjoy ice cream of pretty much all flavors.
Tom, I got to agree with you there, but I got to know, out of all the ice cream flavors, none of them being bad, which one is the one that makes you go, wow, that is cool?
Well, jeepers, Jason, they're all cool. I wish I could pick one, but
man.
I just can't.
Oh, geez. Well, I recommend, I don't know, Rocky Road is a good start.
Mmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think I have to go, I don't know, throw a boomerang or lay in a hammock or something.
Well, it sounds like you've got a full evening ahead of you, Vacation Jason. I hope you enjoy it to its fullest. Good night.
I absolutely...
Oh! That's the most annoying thing I've ever been a part of. I feel ill. I feel physically ill. Not being able to express myself. Grateful Dead tribute album. Could you imagine what kind of dolt is excited about hearing the National do Grateful Dead songs? Jeepers creepers, man. Unbelievable. And that guy with that woman with the thing and the saying, I look like Bruce Valanche, that hurt my feelings. I could start crying. Yeah. I could have cried at that. That's how you get your thrills there, lady? Oh, I don't know if I'm ever doing that again. What was that like, Mike? It was fun? So I slipped up 10 times. 10 complaints. $100 for. Yeah, it's 200. Yeah. Well, you guys can take me to court for the money. I will give it to the animal shelter, but you guys, good luck getting your hands on that money. It's not happening. I'm being told by my friend Marcia, Sparky Pop, that Limp Bizkit is playing a show. They're doing a gas station tour. Did you hear about this? I guess they're playing gas stations. They're going to play at a Sunoco in Dayton, Ohio tomorrow. How about that? Ohio, Mike. Yeah. God forbid you pay attention. This guy. This cowboy hat. He comes in wearing that cowboy hat. And you want to know what? The cowboy hat didn't get to me. But it didn't help things either. It just set a general bad vibe. Set a general bad vibe. And it probably helped someone else get to me. I called somebody a D. What? No, D-I-C-K. I lost it, Mike. Yeah, go back and listen. You get your jollies. You clown. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeyer. And you! The Best Show listener, thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.